set up. There's a website called Technorati.
What is that?
It's a site that tracks all of the blogs on the internet.
Okay.
At least, I think that's what it does. And it certainly tracks a billion or two of the blogs. There's a lot of them out there. And so, anyway, what I do is it's set as my homepage. So I've got Hammer of Truth as my homepage. I've got two homepages at the same time. HammerofTruth.com.
How do you do that?
You can do it with Firefox, not with Internet Explorer.
I see.
And then Technorati. And my search is for Free Talk Live. So that way, anybody who blogs about Free Talk Live, I find out about it.
That's neat.
Yeah. Well, I finally found a blog that was not so positive about the show. Normally, it's normally when we pop up on a blog, it's, hey, I just found this great radio show, Free Talk Live, just somebody talking about how they like the show.
Awesome.
Which is good. In this case, this guy wasn't too happy. As a matter of fact, it was a guy that called the show last night. You may recall his name was Tony. He called in towards the end of hour number one, and he was advocating closed borders. He was advocating border controls, and he also described himself as a self-professed NWO fanatic.
Okay.
And you need to turn your microphone a little bit there.
Sorry.
Okay. So he described himself as an NWO fanatic, and he was for closing the borders. And I called him out as being a hypocrite. Because as somebody who considers himself a conspiracy theorist, this guy Tony, he's normally these conspiracy types are sort of anti-government. They sort of have this appearance of being of understanding that the government is dangerous, that the government is threatening to our liberties, that the government is generally not such a friendly entity. But yet, they still trust the government to secure the borders.
Right, the Border Patrol, like all the rest of the police, are minions and pawns of the New World Order.
Right.
Except for the Border Patrol, those are the good guys.
In fact, he even gave the Border Patrol a pass last night on the air. He actually said that he trusted the Border Patrol.
Hmm.
So for some reason, they don't trust most of the government, but when they want the government to do something for them, then it's okay. And so I found his blog entry.
Great.
So here it is. Free Talk Live should be called Free to Talk Over You Live.
The epitome. Well, that's so hard because obviously they can't just be a soapbox for somebody to get on here and expound their views. I mean, they have to interact with us.
This isn't Free Soapbox Live.
And there are, including a caller, four people at times in the studio.
Sure.
Sometimes only three.
So, let me continue here. He says, the epitome of irony this week. The tagline for Free Talk Live, a radio show on the GCN network, is as follows. Talk radio where you are in control. This is particularly amusing, enraging, because I wasn't allowed to express my views on air when I called in to comment on why U.S. borders should be more secure during a time of war.
Well, it seemed like he got a full segment.
He got most of a segment. I don't think he was on for the full segment,
okay.
But he got most of a segment. And I'd like to point out that we invited him to hold through the top of the hour break to continue on.
That's right.
And he dropped off the line.
So
to complain that you didn't have enough time, Tony, it's your fault for hanging up the phone. I wanted you back on the air. I wanted you to continue on so we could continue the conversation. You bailed, buddy.
Yeah. Now, the top of the break, top of the hour break is the long one.
No excuse. I invited him to stay, and
maybe
here he is complaining. I invited him to stay, and here he is complaining that he didn't have enough time.
Hmm.
Okay, well, he goes on. He says that, and then he just goes on to completely misinterpret the entire conversation. Get this. One of the hosts of Free to Talk Over You Live felt that it was hypocritical of me to be against the current cabal's policy to give amnesty to all illegal aliens living in America, criminally taking advantage of welfare and Medicaid programs. I listen to every single show, Mark. I listen after the fact to critique the program. I listen as a listener. And he never brought that up. We never once, during his conversation, talked about the amnesty program or welfare or Medicaid or any of that
stuff.
I don't
remember it, and we are against welfare and Medicaid on this show, the both of us.
That's right. We're against borders completely. I'm against at least any sort of policy in regards to our government setting rules and regulations for people that want to come here and live their lives.
You know, I'm fine with the border being controlled to the point that we check illegal aliens for communicable diseases or something like that. We give them medical checks on the way in or something like that.
So he says, while on the other hand supporting a stronger, more secure border without the use of biometrics, I know there's a large leap in logic to understand how anyone whom understands plain English could come to this conclusion, but I'll attempt to explain. He suggested that because I thought it was unsafe and detrimental to America for anyone to be able to cross the border completely undetected and unidentified, that I should be agree to be chipped and or ID myself. I never suggested that.
Well, it's sort of that way. I mean, the fact is, the government is going to start chipping immigrants. They've already talked about it. Mm-hmm. That's one of the ways they're controlling the immigrant problem. Plus, the fact that this national ID is basically being pushed into place because of the immigration problem that currently exists. So, yes, in fact, you are agreeing to be chipped yourself when you support immigration control. Sorry.
He claimed that supporting government enforcement of the border was contradictory to my views on having a free constitutional republic, and that the only reason people who are against the NWO bring immigration up is because they hate brown people. That's a direct verbatim quote, folks. No, it's not. No, you've just completely misinterpreted everything. He says, let's see, apparently this particular individual lacks knowledge and information, just as much as he lacks courtesy and integrity to the truth. Though I think he meant courtesy.
I'm sure he did.
Those of us who knew, even before Bush made his announcements, that he planned amnesty and that he would use it as a platform to launch the national ID program, were referred to as NWO fanatics. The fact that I referred to NWO fanatics earlier in the show. It didn't really have much to do with immigration, as I recall, but I call you an NWO fanatic because that's all you people talk about. NWO this, hey, NWO that. They're in control of the world.
If the tinfoil hat fits, I'm sorry.
He says, the fact that we use the criminals' MO to determine what agenda they're currently going forward with makes us conspiracy theorists. All direct quotes. Direct quotes around two words. So because we said the words conspiracy theorists and NWO fanatics, those are direct quotes from the show. It's just,
well, if you think that these criminals are in charge of the government, and I have to agree with you, I do think that the government's a bunch of criminals.
Yes.
I don't think
whether they're all in a black cloak society, I don't know.
I don't know either, and they may be. I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm just saying that if you think that that's so, why are they okay to handle the border?
That's a great question, and he couldn't answer it last night.
No, there's no answer to it. It's that he wants to create his own big government.
He says, I feel sorry for anyone who thinks that biometrics is about immigrants. It is about us all. Okay. That may be true.
I agree.
That they would like to chip everybody.
Absolutely.
That much may certainly be true. There are some power freaks in the government that would like that idea. I was pointing out, and perhaps I did make it clear last night, I was pointing out that they're going to start with the immigrants.
Sure.
So, you guys...
They have to start gassing somebody first.
You NWO fanatics out there... You guys are all against the big government, big scary government, the NWO, but oh wait, you're for the government controlling immigration, and therefore, you must be for chipping the immigrants, because that's what the government's talking about doing in order to control immigration. So, first you're against the chips, and you're against the government, but then you're against the immigrants too, which means you're for the government enforcing the immigration rules,
and
which
they intend to use the chips.
And they want to use the chips, which must mean you're for using chips on immigrants.
It sounds to me like this gentleman and people that agree with him really want to see us chipped. He may not want to see us chipped, but the fact is he's going to lead us down the primrose path to chipping.
Every time I attempted to explain my position, the host interrupted me with slander and misdirection of the facts, saying that I was a racist, and the problem with people like me is, etc., etc. The host who berated my call showed an obvious predisposition for hate and intolerance. Sounds like me, huh?
It does sound like you.
I never did get the chance to tell him that Tony from Vegas is short for Antonio.
Antonio, huh?
That every single one of my grandparents is an immigrant to this country, and that people in my family and neighborhood spoke broken English.
Hey, bigotry is not just an American quality.
Right. Just because you have some Mexican roots doesn't mean that you get to be for closed borders. It doesn't make your opinion on closed borders, pro-closed borders, more legitimate.
Why is it okay to close the door after you got in?
1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments here, this guy's got a few more comments for us. It's a hate blog post.
And it's a nation of immigrants.
More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The archives are there for you. In fact, an entire year's worth of the program, right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download it. It's that simple. Free. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So, Mark, I had dug up, I found online somebody had posted an angry blog post about our show. It was a gentleman who called in last night. His name was Tony, And as he reveals in his blog post, his real name's actually Antonio. And for some reason, because he's got some Mexican heritage.
Now, did it say that he was Mexican? Because Antonio could very well be Italian.
Good point. He doesn't actually
broken English.
Well, okay, actually, okay, let me finish the paragraph, and maybe it'll make more sense. He says, okay, my name is Antonio. Every single last one of my grandparents is an immigrant to the country, and that people in my family and neighborhood spoke broken English. I can assure you I'm nowhere near as hateful towards Mexicans as this radio host is hateful towards patriots. My grandmother on my mother's side may be French, but the rest of me is brown, including the actual skin color of the majority of my relatives. So he doesn't specifically say he's Mexican, but he does claim to be brown-skinned. Look, just because you perhaps have some Mexican blood running through your veins doesn't mean that you are your opinion on the borders holds any more water than anybody else's.
It's true.
And your
opinion, all want to be free.
Your opinion is just as close-minded as every other one of these xenophobes out there, whether or not they actually have any sort of Mexican blood in their veins.
And by that very logic, if we allowed only the Mexicans in America to decide what our southern border policy is, his opinions would be outvoted. So therefore, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever his heritage is, it doesn't matter.
Well, this guy wants the government that he normally doesn't trust to crack down on the borders. He wants, and he told us earlier on last night's show that he trusts the Border Patrol for some reason. Why that is, I don't know. In fact, you've got a story about the Border Patrol, or actually about the National Guard that's down patrolling the border and what they've been allegedly doing down there, which is pretty disturbing. But just a few more thoughts from Tony from last night. He says, normally I wouldn't write in response to such ignorance, as I am used to it. But I thought it was particularly unsettling that this individual hides under the wool of liberty and free speech. In a perfect world, people who talk over others and put words in their mouths would not be able to have a radio show called Free Talk, in which they claim to be supporters of the First Amendment. First of all, as you pointed out before, Mark, we can't just allow somebody to come on the air, pot up the phone line, put our headphones down and walk out of the room.
No. Primarily, Free Talk Live is an entertainment show.
Right.
If it's boring and somebody gets on here and does a symposium on...
And people love to call in and start just the lecture series.
And usually they end up repeating themselves. And so, I mean, it's our job to direct that.
Right. And when you bring up...
And you may not like the way we directed it, but it's just an opinion, okay?
A, we let you call in about what you want. We did not screen your call out. B, we did not hang up on you. At any point. These are things that typically happen on most talk shows, okay?
Yep.
And it always is amazing to me how when we interrupt somebody a few times during a call to make a point or to ask a question for clarification, that's usually the reasons why we're interrupting, because, again, we can't just let you go on for 2 minutes straight without actually having a conversation.
Absolutely. People are often talking about things that no one else has any idea about, so you need clarification.
So he goes on to say that...
And he hung up.
That's right. We invited him to hang through the break. He claimed he claims later on in his blog post that his boss made him go home or something like that.
Okay.
So, but my point is, we did invite him back. We did invite him to hold through the break.
Well, that's
which is also something that most people don't get on this show. If you call in, you're lucky to get through. You're lucky to get through a segment because we've got all the other calls.
Right.
We've got other things we've got to talk about. You know, we can't have every single caller on the air for a half an hour.
And he could have very easily hung up when his boss, I assume, if he had a cell phone, hung up with his boss, called back GCN and said, hey, I'm Tony, and they would have put him right back on hold, and we would have picked him up.
So he says he wants to continue the debate, blah, blah, blah. The only condition I would request is that this time I'd be allowed to finish a few sentences or so. And if you go and play the call back, and we're not going to do that because it's silly to do that, but if you go and play the call back in our archives at freetalklive.com, he got through plenty of sentences.
And
plenty
of
them.
You know, the fact is people make rambling statements. The core of their statement is early on, we know what they're going to say, we've heard all these things before, and I understand it feels like interruption, but we only have a few minutes on the air. We're only blessed with a little bit of time, so we need to get it, keep it moving, keep people engaged. So maybe you don't like the programming of the show. I wish you did, but that's the way it's got to be.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, good luck getting your own radio show and just allowing callers to just have a lecture series.
I have my own radio show, and I can't sit up here for three hours a night and just ramble on about whatever it is that I want to talk about. A, people won't listen because it's boring, and that's the most important issue. And B, of course, this show's about the callers, so I'm not. You won't let me.
Exactly right. 1-800-259-9231. So, Mark, what's going on down at the border?
Oh,
the latest? Because I had heard that President Bush had ordered, 6,000 National Guard members down to the border in order to, I guess, back up the Border Patrol and that sort of thing.
It would appear as though our National Guardsmen quite possibly are having quite a fiesta down there.
Really?
Yes. According to the Raw story, and
it's
I was...
a fiesta, not a siesta.
Right, they're not siesting. Okay. I'm sure they're doing plenty of that, too. According to the Raw story, and I always like to comment that it's the Raw story, that means that it's not part of the mainstream press. And you can't always get all of your news from the mainstream press because...
Okay. No need to... Anybody can go find out what the Raw story is if they want to. Go ahead.
A congressman took to the House floor yesterday insisting that illegal border crossings from Mexico have slowed due to fear of rape, robbery, beatings at the hands of U.S. National Guardsmen. Representative Ted Poe began his one-minute statement by characterizing the U.S.-Mexican border as a war zone. Mr. Speaker, he began, news from the front, the border war continues. Generalissimo, Fox, and the Mexican media have taken a setback in the illegal invasion of the United States. I think it's more disturbing that, in fact, that National Guardsmen are raping, robbing, and beating. Now, I'm not saying they are accused of raping and robbing and beating Mexicans, perhaps crossing the border.
Wow.
The deployment of the U.S. National Guard to the Mexican border, according to Poe's statement at the House, was actually little more than a publicity stunt to appease Americans. Still, the congressman believes that it is reasonable for a drop in the crossings over a 10-day period. In the Texas lawmakers' estimation, Mexicans hoping to enter the U.S. have slowed their crossing out of fear of being brutalized by the National Guard,
oof,
which they see as similar to the Mexican military machine that is on the southern Mexican border.
Sure.
That reportedly rapes, robs, and beats, this is the Mexican military, rapes, robs, and beats Hondurans, Guatemalans, that are just trying to go to Mexico. To do jobs that Mexicans won't do.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
You're telling me Mexico also has an immigration problem, so-called?
Absolutely do. And they're vicious about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that means anything about our policy, other than do we want to be as bad as those people down there? Those people being the Mexican government.
Yeah, the Mexican army.
Not the Mexicans themselves.
Right.
Those people sounds awfully racist. Hondurans do not actually share a border with Mexico, but it does lie just south of Guatemala. Just think, concluded Poe, what would happen if we used more guardsmen at the border front? Poe blamed this setback for potential illegal immigrants on propaganda from the Mexican media, which
he
claims
this is a good
exaggerated
thing?
The truth.
Is he saying it's a good thing that the Mexicans are being raped? And
he wasn't making the point that the Raw story was making. He just mentioned it in his speech on the House floor, and the Raw story reported that part.
So that's the allegation from that senator that there are rapes,
no,
murders.
The allegation is that, in fact, the Mexican media is overblowing anything like this.
I see. More on the way. You take control of the airways. This is Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. That is the toll-free number. And you bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where everything you'll find is free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies who have sent in their validated photo, in fact, dozens and dozens of them, have sent in a validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you are a lady listener, we do invite you to become a part of the Shrine. What do you get in return? A thank you and a smile. I wish we had a trophy or some sort of a prize or a certificate to offer our girls. But
seems a little out of line. They get to be on the internet there, and people can look at their picture. Many people like that. And
the Shrine is reward in itself.
It is.
Okay. Freetalklive.com. So, you know what, Mark? I've just got a whole bunch of contrarian emails tonight.
How did we get that? We never get those.
They've been kind of stacking up a little bit, and I've been saving them. In fact, this one I've been saving for a little while. It's on the knife situation in Great Britain. We talked about it last week, and what's happening as we speak, in fact, for the next 3 days, Great Britain has knife amnesty going on, which means that they're allowing the citizens of Great Britain to turn in all bladed instruments, basically. Now, not kitchen knives, I guess, but swords and pocket knives and switchblades and that sort of thing. They're being encouraged to come out, to drop them in a drop box, and no questions will be asked. That's
so it's really about the shape of the knife.
I guess.
Because you can just as easily kill someone with a kitchen knife.
Well, they say that if it's an over 3-inch blade, it needs to be turned in. I guess there must be an exception for kitchen knives. I'm not sure how the rules work. But essentially, the government of Great Britain has said, you are not allowed to carry knives. You are not allowed to defend yourself with a knife in this country. Because a few years ago, they passed legislation that said, you are not allowed to defend yourself with a gun. In fact, handguns are banned. You aren't allowed to have them, period. And after that happened, home invasions in the middle of the day went up. as far as the frequency of them occurring. That skyrocketed.
Makes sense to me.
And so people probably decided it'd be a good idea to arm themselves with a knife instead, since they weren't allowed to carry guns anymore. Well, now they're not allowed to carry knives. And the amnesty program ends in 3 days.
Pretty soon they're going to outlaw those big heavy flashlights, the mag lights.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe that's next. Well, Hans has emailed us from Great Britain, and he says, "Hey, guys, I'd just like to point out, with regards to the topic about banning knife carrying in England, that you don't really know how bad it is. I've lived in rough neighborhoods, and I've met many kids, who we call pikies, or chavs, who say quite bluntly and openly that if X person crosses them, then they will effing stab them, yeah? A friend of mine, of a gothic dress sense, lives in another rough area of southwest London, and often gets verbally attacked by the pikies, just because of the way that he dresses, and has told me that their new weapon of choice is darts, because they've threatened him with darts recently."
Darts?
Stabbing, yes.
I mean, I've been hit with a dart before. I pulled it out and continued my conversation.
Well, maybe they'll hit you with 20 darts at once. Or something.
Well, you're going to have to throw a lot of darts. You're going to make me really mad if you start throwing darts at me. And I'm going to come over and I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
Stabbing is a huge problem in the United Kingdom, according to Hans, to the extent that it's no longer a shock to read in the newspaper of a gang of kids aged 12 to 13 stabbing someone of the same age or even younger, sometimes at school. This isn't some government propaganda or anything. It's an actual problem that's resulted from a history of huge class divisions that's been developed... that has developed a subculture mixed with a culture of laddism, and it's been getting progressively worse over a long period of time. So, you have to realize, while you say that we ought to have knives to protect ourselves, who are we protecting ourselves from?
People with knives.
People who carry knives, right? Your assumption is that the stabbings in the UK are directly related to some sort of crime, such as mugging, but this assumption is false. An overwhelming amount are for things such as hate crimes. Now, he doesn't describe what he means by that. And maybe he means the pikies or the chavs making fun of the gothic guy and threatening him with a knife. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe people are getting stabbed because they're different.
But what he doesn't understand is that the pikies and the chavs are going to carry big sticks if they get rid of all the knives. Even if they were successful in getting rid of all the knives.
Well, then they can just ban big sticks.
And then they're going to break a leg off of a chair. You can't stop it.
Well, he says it's an overwhelming amount of for things.
If he could carry a gun, then he wouldn't have to get into a knife fight with one of these pikies or chavs. And I'm not sure what a pikey or a chav is. I'm not sure it's the nicest word in the world. I think that maybe we're just banding about some word that could be as bad as the N-word, by the way. I'm going to stop doing that.
So he says that he's trying to make it seem like there's a difference between someone getting mugged and someone being stabbed because of a hate crime. I mean, either way, if you feel like your life is being threatened by a man with a knife, you should have the ability to defend yourself.
And with a gun is what you should have.
With whatever you feel like. Whether it's a gun or pepper spray or another knife. He says, so while you want to promote the idea that we should all have liberty to do such and such, such as carry knives, you also have to realize that for some of us, we would like the liberty of walking down the road to a corner shop or being able to yell at someone for blowing smoke in our face or whatnot without the fear of being attacked with a lethal weapon. How about that liberty, Mark? What do you have to say to that? He wants the liberty of being able to walk around without fear of being attacked.
It's not a liberty. First off, I mean, unless it's on your own property, it doesn't really qualify as a liberty. But okay, it's certainly not a right. Perhaps it would be a liberty.
Couldn't someone's fists be a lethal weapon?
They certainly could, and they have been many, many times.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to tie people's hands behind their backs?
I mean, are you really going to yell at somebody for blowing smoke in your face? I mean, there's a good chance that he could just lunge at you and beat you.
Yeah.
Especially if he's bigger than
you.
If
he can beat you in a knife fight, he can probably beat you in a fist fight, just so you know.
He says, and no, simply banning it does not eradicate the problem, but it puts across the message. The message. These pro-government people really love sending messages. It puts across the message that carrying knives, guns, etc. around with you in public places outside your home is simply not acceptable behavior. Because there's no good reason to, unless you have a very special need, like being a chef, for instance, that doesn't involve potentially using said weapon against someone else. The good reason to carry a weapon...
I want to be able to use that weapon against somebody else, if they pull one out against me, and that's what you're stopping people from doing.
That's correct.
You're stopping them from being able to defend themselves. Yes, there's always going to be people out there with weapons to hurt you. knives in all likelihood, because the people that are willing to stab you with a knife really don't care about your stinking law.
And all, yes, exactly. All you're doing is stopping the good people from being armed. You're stopping the law-abiding citizens from being armed.
You're wishing that your fairy godmother would get rid of all the bad weapons so you don't have to be scared. But your fairy godmother isn't real, and you have to protect yourself.
Even though, I mean, even if this law were to magically make knives and guns disappear, which, as you've pointed out, it won't, and as you've also pointed out, it will not stop the thugs from carrying weapons, but even if we could magically swiggle our nose and snap our fingers and have all the knives go away.
Poof. No knives.
Goodbye, knives. That will not make these punks any less dangerous or any less angry or any less annoying to your life. They're still going to be there. They're still going to not like you because you dress like a goth or whatever it is the reason is they don't like you. Maybe they rolled out of the bed on the wrong side that morning.
They're just jerks, whatever the reason is.
They're still going to make your day miserable. That's their job. That's what they do. They bother people. The fact that they're not going to have a knife on them, which, again, this law is not going to prevent that, is not going to change.
They can always just claim to the police officer that they're a chef by trade, and they carry their knife with them to work to keep it from getting stolen.
So
they can just have a different shaped knife.
Hans finally says, "All I ask is that rather than mocking the United Kingdom, that you realize that..."
Oh, my God, we're not mocking the United Kingdom. We're mocking that stupid law.
We're mocking the government of the United Kingdom.
Yeah,
just like we have mocked the
U.S.
government.
This is such a simple frame of mind. We are our government. That's what so many people think. And it's no.
No, I'm not part of the government.
The United Kingdom is not the government of the United Kingdom. And the jerks and the fools that are passing these laws, they are not England.
They're just people with power.
Yes, they're just people just like you that have taken control and you think it's a good idea.
And the same people are here in America and in every other country that's listening to this show. Australia, you know, Japan, the same power monger freaks that love to pass laws to control your lives. That's who we mock on Free Talk Live. That's who we attack. Not the innocent folks that are just victimized by them, which is the rest of us. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You don't really think a knife ban's going to do anything, do you? It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at OPCPure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of OPCPure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of OPCPure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. From the bulletin board system, the archives, the live streaming, and more. It's all on the house. We ask that in return for giving you everything on our site, that you shop with us. Simple. You're going to do the shopping anyway. In fact, most of you have probably already been to Amazon before. It is the world's largest internet retailer, and they've got over 30 categories of products. Everything from DVDs to electronics to furniture to clothing, accessories, even a grocery store now. I mean, it's amazing.
Everything.
You go through our website. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and anything you buy at that point, we'll get a percentage of. Simple. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You get your shopping done, delivered to your door, and you help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of an email from Hans from Great Britain, and he's concerned that we've just got this whole knife ban thing totally wrong. See, Great Britain is banning knives. You are not allowed to carry a knife in Great Britain. In fact, there's serious punishment if you are caught carrying a blade on your person. And so they have a knife amnesty program where for the next 3 days, essentially 3 or 4 days, they're allowing people to just turn in knives. As though the gang members or the chavs are going to actually turn in the knives that they are in possession of. No, of course not. Just like over here, when our cities do their stupid little gun buyback programs, only the law-abiding citizens turn in their weapons. Same thing goes on in the United Kingdom. By the way, Red Dragon 365, one of our internet affiliates over there, is reporting that chav is a derogatory slang term in popular usage throughout the United Kingdom. It refers to a subculture stereotype of a person who's uneducated, uncultured, and prone to antisocial or immoral behavior.
Well, so like a cretin. Well, what, a cretin's actually a it's ethnic slang too, because it refers to somebody from Crete. So, yeah, I don't know. That's what I want to know. Is chav ethnic or not? And is Pikey ethnic or not? Because I think that means Irish people.
He doesn't address Pikey. He says the label is typically, though not exclusively, applied to teenagers and young adults of white working class or lower middle class origin.
Okay.
So white young punks.
Gotcha.
Essentially. Finally, Hans, in his last paragraph, says, "All I ask is that rather than mocking the United Kingdom, that you realize that our society is different, and our problems are different, and that your libertarian principles cannot apply to every society to equal effect. To know is to live here. Free your mind." From Hans. Hans, I'm sorry, buddy, but no. Libertarian principles do apply everywhere.
Precisely.
And that's why libertarianism is such a great movement. It's not an American thing. It's a worldwide movement towards liberty and freedom. Libertarianism is all about non-aggression on others. It's all about voluntary solutions where we currently have coercive solutions. Government is coercion, meaning they force people to do things. Libertarians say, it's not nice to force people to do things. Stop it. Try to get people to believe as you believe on a persuasive basis. If you want people to, for instance, recycle, persuade them to recycle. Don't threaten them with violence or jail time or fines, or which is all violence when you boil it all down. Don't threaten them in order to get them behave in the way that you want them to. Be nice. Be caring about others and persuade and use voluntary choice.
That's
libertarianism.
Let's not forget that it's government intervention that generally takes away jobs for these young chavs, I guess is an okay term. I'm going to start using it.
Okay.
It takes away jobs from these people because, well, they have this all these government regulations on how you can have this job and how much you have to pay people have the job as an employer.
Okay.
It makes it so these people don't get jobs. We have the same problem in American cities.
Sure.
It's not like it's exclusive to Great Britain.
And we have violence problems in America as well. I mean, these problems do exist. Whether they're exactly the same or not isn't the question, isn't the issue at all. The issue is force or volunteerism. It's that simple. That's all we're advocating on Free Talk Live, which is why we have an international audience. Because we don't get on the air like every other talk show in America. Go ahead, tune around to all the major talk shows in America. I was driving the other day in the truck and flipped on the local Tampa talk station, and within the first 30 seconds, I heard at least 5, if not 6, names dropped by the host. Political names, personalities that appear in the federal government here in America. I don't even remember all their names. So, you know, Dick Cheney, George Bush, those are obviously the two big ones. But there was at least 3 or 4 other names just peppered in there. Names, some of them I'd never even heard of. And most people in America don't pay enough attention. Most people in America don't even know who their representative is.
Mm.
They don't know who their senators are. So I don't do a show, we don't do a show where we sit here and we talk about who's doing what in Washington. Boy, boys, guess what so-and-so said about the Democrats today? Guess what so-and-so, you know, it's just name-dropping and it's disgusting. And it wouldn't appeal at all on a worldwide basis.
Not at all.
Not that we're expecting to get advertisers from Australia or anything like that. It's just that this message...
advertisers from Australia.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, actually, I guess we have on our website.
We certainly have.
But not that we're expecting to do that. Not we're expecting to get rich off of doing an international show. It's just that the message that we present has international appeal because it does apply in your country.
The Liberty Bell resonates around the world.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. One more email here, and then we're going to get into some of the issues like coming up here tonight, Mark. Oh, speaking of other talk show hosts. Limbaugh's been busted again.
Poor guy.
We'll give you the details. This time it wasn't the same pills that he got busted for.
New and different pills.
That's right. But this one from Patch. He emails and he says, there's a discussion at the end of your Monday program relating to news agencies revealing sensitive information. You asked what punishment should be handed out to the offenders. Here's an answer for you. And by the way, the guy we were talking to about this issue, he could not come up with an answer. He said he wanted the newspapers to be punished for revealing the NSA spy programs, but he couldn't really figure out what he actually wanted to see happen. Jail time, fines, he didn't actually make a choice. This guy has an idea. He says it would be fitting if acts of terrorism were committed directly against the news agencies like the Washington Post and the New York Times. Since the media people don't seem to grasp the threat that terrorists pose and the fact that they're helping those very terrorists by revealing sensitive information just to satisfy public curiosity and for profit, maybe they would develop a clearer perspective if a few hundred of their colleagues suffered fates similar to those in the 9/11 attacks. It would be like the chickens coming home to roost if the headquarters of the Washington Post and the New York Times, the greatest offenders, were to be bombed to rubble. I'm not advocating it, but I'm certainly saying it would be poetic justice. The media is completely out of control these days. They seem to have no sense of what works for the greater good.
I say the government's completely out of control. What do you have to say to that? I mean,
you should be bombed.
Right. That's the thing, is the media is the check on our government. The freedom of the press, I mean, the freedom of the press.
It's not even a great check. I mean, for the most part, they kind of walk lockstep with our government. It's very rare that they come out in opposition of what they're doing.
Well, at the same time, you can attribute most of the advances in Western civ back to the freedom of the press. I'm sorry. I mean, just the fact that the printing press came around is what's, you know, essentially educated people. It's the only reason we can govern ourselves.
Oh, I mean, agree with you.
If you say the media is out of control, what you want is kings. You want people beheaded at the word of a dictator.
That's right.
I mean, you're disgusting.
And he didn't even sign the email. It's patch901. That's all I know about him. He says, they're completely out of control. They seem to have no sense of what works for the greater good in this country.
Oh, is this from the same caller that was last night?
I don't know. Okay. He doesn't sign it, so I don't know.
He's a good friend of mine, by the way.
He talks about the greater good in this country. Kind of a communistic sort of a saying, isn't it? Let's work towards the greater good. Well, who's to decide on what the greater good is?
Mm. It's sort of
the decider. That's George Bush.
The we Americans kind of thing. And right. That we Americans thing is, it's just...
In my opinion, the greater good for this country is for the federal government to go away and to leave people alone. Just disappear. I have no use for you. That would be the greater good in my opinion. But clearly, my opinion is not the same as Mr. Patch 901, and he has a different idea for what the greater good is. But apparently, his greater good is more important because it deserves to be backed up by bombings and stuff. Whereas me, I just want to voluntarily for people to just leave me alone. Just stop it. I don't want to intrude on your life. Don't intrude on mine. He says there needs to be some kind of check placed on the media. I can't help but think if certain people, or I should say groups in this country, were to get a clear sense of the damage media agencies are doing to this country, they would act to put a stop to it by means that would not be appropriate for the government. I might not be right, but it would make the media think twice in the future about running stories that threaten our national security. You know, in countries like China, if you print something that the government doesn't like, you could be killed. You could certainly be fined. You could certainly lose your job at the government-controlled press in China. Does this gentleman realize he's advocating exactly what goes on in totalitarian states? Does he realize that? In the name of national security!
You know, the Weekly World News is a newspaper. Nobody believes what they print in there. Why is it that we think that everybody's going to believe all this?
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...